This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Scott Belcher.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, it's time for the Robert Scott Bell Show. Once again on radio, syndicated by GCN. We are on 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. But one of those days is, you know, the old-fashioned syndicated radio. And we're glad everybody gets that either live or later, or even before, if you're patron members to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Many podcast networks carry us. Of course, we're banned on YouTube and Spotify and, oh, yeah, Twitter, right? So we'll see how well we can do today. Stephanie is an amazing, amazing activist. She's just been a friend for many years here on the show as well, and she's done amazing work. She's now at Children's Health Defense, Stephanie Lucretio, now in New Jersey, escaped New York, but occasionally goes back. Don't know why. She'll explain it. There's a big event that I want to preview with you, Stephanie, in Albany, New York, the capital of New York, that's happening for those listening live on the 15th of May on Sunday, our syndicated radio day, the 16th of May in Albany, New York, you will be. That's tomorrow. What is going on in New York, and why would you be there?
So here's the thing. New York and California are ground zero for all the crazy policies that then spread like wildfire to many other of the surrounding states. So anybody that's in and around the New York area needs to be watching what's happening in New York, because if it happens there, it's coming to a state near you. That is my belief. That's what we've seen. So we have so many bills in New York right now that are just god-awful. So I'm just going to give you an idea. We have bills that will mandate the COVID shots for K-12 students. We have bills that will do an all-adult vaccine record that must be given to the state, eliminating religious exemption from vaccine mandates for work, creating immunization passports, pretends to be to protect the privacy of vaccination records in the state database by denying access to federal immigration enforcement authorities, mandating COVID shots for college students, giving drugs and vaccines for STDs to children without parental knowledge or consent, no statutory lower age limit, but scary, scary, scary bill, basically just eroding away at our medical freedom, our parental choice, and our ability to decide what goes in our bodies and those of our children. So there is an urgent call. We did something in January saying they're coming for your children. We had over 5,000 people show up to the state capitol on that day. It was an extra special kind of a cold, one that I've never felt before. I was there. It was amazing. They're still coming for our kids in May. It's still happening. We're seeing all kinds of things go on. This is not the summer of freedom. It's an illusion. So people need to show up strong in Albany. If you are in Connecticut, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, you have the means to show up on Monday, May 16th at 10:30 a.m. at the Albany State Capitol. Please, please do so. Signs in hand. We have an amazing lineup of speakers. Mary Hollins will be there. I will be there. Joel Waskog from React 19 will be there. A really beautiful young lady, Juliana Mastriano, that I had the pleasure of interviewing on the People's Testament, will be there to share her story of vaccine injury. And so many more people to just really highlight what is happening behind the scenes, the tyranny, all of the different ways that they're coming for our children.
Showing right now, for those of you watching, and Superdon will have this in the notes, they're coming for your kids, New York. And it's a rally at the New York Capitol in Albany tomorrow for those watching on the 15th or listening. It's the 16th of May, 10:30 a.m., East Capitol Park, Albany, New York. And again, the bills that you said sound horrific, they're all listed, their bill number as well, so you can actually see what's happening. I wonder, is this still Hillary Clinton's New York? Remember, she was senator for a while, a carpetbagger came in, and yet, so many people in New York have abandoned all sense and all limited government context that, you know, New York, along with California, has just basically claimed ownership over the people and the children there. And I just wonder, are they waking up yet? I mean, you've mentioned thousands of people are starting to show up. Do you think that some of the people that voted, you know, unconsciously all the time for Democrats without considering what it meant, will they be willing to leave the party of their programming?
I think we really need to take a long, hard look. You know, this issue is something that unfortunately has become a very political issue. So for many people, it's uncomfortable to discuss politics, to choose a side. And I think that we really need to look at the voting histories, the policies, and the people behind the curtain that are making all these decisions. And if the decisions that they're making are not in line with your personal beliefs, we have to vote them out. If you're not registered to vote, it is so important as a parent, as a concerned citizen, that you do your part to show up and to make sure that the people that are making these policies are held accountable when they are not doing what we the people ask for. And I do think, Robert, that there is an awakening. Based on what I saw in January, 5,000 people showing up in the middle of January on a freezing cold day. We had an ice storm that day. I mean, it was all the odds were stacked against having a large crowd, and we had a really, really large crowd. So I do think that there is an awakening, and the truth is that it's become so much of something that's at everybody's doorstep. Nobody can escape from these policies. My fear right now, to be honest with you, in May where we are, we're heading into the summer of perceived freedom. People feel like things are going back to, quote, normal, and it's kind of the time to lay back, stretch out, and have a margarita on the beach. And as big a fan as I am of slowing down to speed up, this is not the time to take our eye off the prize. And our prize is continued freedom for our children and future generations. And that only happens when we stay vigilant, we stay on the pulse of what's happening, and we continue to stay engaged in the legislative process and have our voice heard on many of the issues that are popping up every single day.
Well, Stephanie, New York and California is what happens when the voters don't hold the elected officials accountable and continue to put them in there as if they reward them for bad behavior. And so the question in New York, as you said, it seems that there are people waking up. But the disaster that has ensued over decades to get to this point, is it enough? Can it be salvaged? Or is there such a momentum and inertia like in New York that no matter how many votes you get, you might not put the people in there? I mean, aren't there issues of election fraud in New York? I mean, Republicans never seem to be able to win other than in certain areas upstate.
There's definitely issues of fraud. I mean, there's been for a long time. I think it's gotten a little bit worse in these last couple of years. But we can't let that deter us from showing up and not only holding the legislators accountable, but really taking an interest in the process of how the votes are happening. What machines are they using? You know, how are they counting the votes? When are they counting the votes? Are they allowing people from both parties to be present to ensure that there is a fair process happening as we're going through these votes? Because it is a point of concern. I mean, if we don't have fair elections, it's definitely something to be worried about, because democracy, the whole point of this is to be able for the people to put legislators into office that we believe in, that we know are going to support our freedom and ensure that what we want as we the people gets carried out.
Have they become aware yet of needing to vet these candidates from any party as to whether they have an association, loose affiliation, or direct connection to the World Economic Forum? Because you've heard of the bragging of the Klaus Schwabs of the world, how they have almost Manchurian candidates all over the United States and Canada, but New York inclusive, that are all for globalism, and they want the World Health Organization to run our country and tell us when we have to shut down and lock down and mask and mandate jabs and not be allowed to move out without a digital ID and tie our bank accounts to everything. You see how serious this is. I'm just not sure the Democrat fans in New York have any clue about it, or they care enough.
Well, I think ignorance is bliss for a lot of people, and I think for some people, burying your head in the sand and just not paying attention and hoping that it all goes away, mm-hmm. and believing that, you know, something like this could never happen in America is really a dangerous, dangerous belief, because when we're looking at things like the WHO Treaty and the international health regulations that would basically null and void our Constitution in times of perceived public health threats or pandemics, I mean, they could shut your businesses down. They could tell you you have to stay in your house, track and trace you, forcibly vaccinate you. You know, we have things that are showing up with these camps for unvaccinated people. So there's some really scary things happening. And if you are still one of those people that believe everything is okay and it's just going to go back to normal without any hard work, I hate to be the one to break it to you, but you're very, very wrong. And it's our responsibility as citizens of one of the greatest countries in the world to ensure that the freedoms that we've grown up with, that we're accustomed to, are passed down to the generation of children that's here and all the future generations. Freedom is not free. You know, we need to take an active part in the democratic process. And it's uncomfortable for a lot of people. It was uncomfortable for me when I started. I didn't know the difference between an assembly bill and a Senate bill. I didn't understand how a bill became a law. I mean, you don't have a need to know these things until you all of a sudden have a right. need to understand.
And are you so young that you didn't grow up with Schoolhouse Rock?
I mean, listen, I remember little bits of the history classes, but not much stayed with me. And all of a sudden, when it was time to have these conversations, I mean, it was nerve-wracking mm-hmm. to make phone calls.
No, you've come a long way from when we first connected and what you're doing now with Children's Health Defense. By the way, if you're just tuning in to the Robert Scott Bell Show, links are up at robertscottbell.com. We're talking with Stephanie Lucretio, and she's now with Children's Health Defense. The big upcoming event tomorrow, for those of you catching the show live in Albany, it's New York. They're still coming after your kids. Vaccine choice, yes. Mandates, no. Rally at the New York Capitol in Albany, 10:30 a.m. Tomorrow. For those, again, listening to the show live, East Capitol Park, Albany, New York. There'll be a lot of other events coming up we may mention in this interview with Stephanie as we go along here, which I think we definitely need to, because if, you know, there are people all over the country that listen to the show. In fact, there's one coming up in California. There's another coming up in Massachusetts. When we come back from this break, we'll preview some of those other events, as well as I got a question about our vulnerabilities, my perception of our vulnerabilities, and what maybe even Children's Health Defense is doing to shore up some of those vulnerabilities moving forward. In other words, what would make it likely that they could get away with these lockdowns and mandatory you-know-whats and digital IDs again in the coming future? As you say, it's a springboard thing. They're going to make you think summer, chill out, forget everything, and then come fall, look out. All right, more with Stephanie Lucretio right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. More upcoming events after the break. Thanks for being here.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
As always, you can come on over to the Robert Scott Bell Show website, robertscottbell.com. Sign up for email alerts. Super Don's been sending out amazing newsletters each day, giving you some insight into things you really want to know about. And we cover most all of it that we can on the show as well to fill in the blanks, and also a lot of good questions of the day that he'll pose to you, little poll questions that we can cover on the air as well. Stephanie Lucretio, Stephanie Lucretio is my guest, good friend, also from Children's Health Defense. And there are a number of events. We're talking about the New York rally coming up tomorrow. For those of you listening to this show live on May 15th, 2022, May 16th is the rally at the New York Capitol in Albany. But there's another event, May 19th. It looks like a censorship for Facebook, a rally against censorship at Facebook at their home city of Menlo Park, California, coming up.
Yes. So that's going to be a good one. If you're in California, we know Facebook is deplatforming people. They're shadow banning people. They're changing the algorithms. If you've gotten yourself locked up in Facebook jail, good job. It means that you're spreading some information and truth that people need to hear. But it is frustrating to know that the truth and all the information that we're putting out is being so deeply censored, and that people are actually losing their Facebook accounts because of what they're sharing. I can't live stream a rally on my Facebook page because it violates their community standards. And I've been thrown off of YouTube as a result of that. And I'm on very thin ice with Facebook. So I'm literally posting puppy dogs and rainbows to stay on Facebook, as are so many other people. So CHD actually has a lawsuit against Facebook. It's something that's moving along very nicely. And thankfully, on May 19th, which is a Thursday, it's going to be in the late afternoon from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. It's a family-friendly event, so feel free to bring your children, your signs. We're showing up and standing against censorship. And I think it's such an important conversation to have, because we know that the truth is being suppressed so deeply. People are being harmed and injured every single day by pharmaceutical products and vaccines, and it's something that you will not see on Facebook. You will not hear it on mainstream media. And these people's lives and stories go untold, and they're left dealing with unthinkable consequences.
Stephanie, if all the people that were injured or no people that were injured were actually free to communicate what they're experiencing on Facebook, this thing would end, and they know it. That's why they're so desperate to algorithm and censor out and deplatform out any discussion like this. I know that there are some private groups that still sort of exist. They kind of tolerate, and we somehow are able to stream out our live show. I'm not sure why, and I don't question it except to say, all right, let's go as long as we can. But it may be a matter of time with these things, because we know that's, and they know that it's the electronic town square of today. Until we once again come back out and meet and greet our neighbors regularly and communicate them face to face, and that's going to be a big difference maker as well, going beyond the areas where they can control us. So that event, May 19th, Facebook rally in Menlo Park, California. We'll probably get some more information out before that, but that's happening May 19th. Also, about 7 days or so later in Massachusetts, it looks like, Kingston, Massachusetts. What's going on there?
Kingston, Massachusetts, we are actually working with something called the Spiritual Leaders Alliance. And it's for any spiritual leaders, anybody that is part of a faith-based congregation that feels the desire to have this really important conversation about vaccine mandates, what it means not only for the freedom of our children, but also for the health of our children. We know that so many religious centers, you know, chapels, churches, synagogues, all these places are being paid off to become vaccination centers.
It's so disappointing.
It's a huge strategy. Because think about it, these pastors and these religious leaders and rabbis, they have congregations that know, like, and trust them. So when you have someone that you know, like, and trust tell you that you should go out and get your vaccine, it's safe, it's effective, you need it, you have to protect grandma, you know, the likelihood of you listening definitely increases. So it's actually a brilliant strategy on their part, but we need to combat that and encourage these spiritual leaders and these people of faith to actually practice faith over fear and to trust the robust immune system that we all have, that if we just went back to basics and nourished our bodies with whole healthy foods, moved our bodies, spent the time to breathe, to connect, to manage our stress, to take proper supplementation, we have everything that we need to be healthy. The problem is that we're on this constant hamster wheel of don't look at the problem. Don't dig deep as to why something's happening. Just take this pill.
And Stephanie, you're right. The targeting of the religious leaders is a brilliant strategy. I don't like it, but it's brilliant because it's another way of shutting down the spread, the dissemination of information that would be empowering and destructive to what? The vaccine religion in this case. We'll be right back. More from Stephanie Lucretio here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Authorities say the murderer who killed 10 people at a Buffalo supermarket Saturday was live streaming the attack. Live streaming company Twitch confirming that the suspect used its platform to stream a live broadcast during the shooting. Twitch saying it was devastated to hear about the attack and that the user has been indefinitely suspended from their service. The company adding that they removed the video within 2 minutes of it being live streamed. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown says his city is hurting.
You can't imagine something like this, this kind of horror, this kind of tragedy taking place. 13 people shot in the supermarket shopping, working.
President Biden set to make his first trip to Asia this week, visiting South Korea and Japan. You're listening to USA Radio News. Former President Trump rallied supporters in Austin, Texas Saturday as part of his American Freedom Tour ahead of the November midterms. The president touting his policies, meanwhile criticizing the Biden administration.
Call me conservative, call me liberal. I want a border. I want voter ID. I want low taxes. Call me liberal. Call me anything you want.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are calling for an investigation.
GOP lawmakers sent a letter to the House Oversight and Reform Committee and Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Crisis calling for an immediate hearing on the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's COVID policies. Among the issues the Republican officials raised are the CDC's withholding of hospitalization and vaccine data, the agency use of citizens' cell phone data to track compliance, and its collusion with activists, teachers, unions.
Katie Lewis reporting from the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Cue the Air Force. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Stephanie, you brought up the religious leader aspect of this so-called battle, you know, if you will, and how disappointing it is for these rabbis and priests and ministers, whatever, to be easily, so easily swayed by money, bought off, to preach what? Get an mRNA injection that alters DNA protein synthesis? That seems to be the antithesis of teaching about the wonders of God and creation, and now it becomes endorsing an arrogant medical mafia or monopoly that thinks God messed up and we can correct it through these synthetic mRNA injections. I'm just so, you know. Then the other thing I realize as well comes down to legal strategies as well. These very often these churches, synagogues, mosques, temples, whatever, they're all 501c3 status. They've asked special permission of government to be nonprofit religious institutions, yet the Constitution says by definition, if you're a religious institution, you don't have to ask permission, right? And yet they've been duped into it through the tax code, Internal Revenue Code, to subjugate themselves inappropriately, and therefore these ministers and are afraid of the government. It should be the other way around, because if we preached and they preached the true faith and the true works, you would never be worshipful of arrogant medical men that think they can alter creation better than God who created it all, right? This seems to be fundamentally a flaw in those who are promoting this agenda within the pulpit.
And it's also so hypocritical, because I remember on Christmas Eve this last year, I turned on the TV and the whole thing from St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City, that big mass, and they panned out to the crowd, and here's hundreds of people of faith supposedly sitting in this chapel, masked up, scared to be next to their neighbor, scared to breathe the same air as the person standing. It's the opposite of faith. So it makes absolutely no good sense. And you see all these people abandoning their religious beliefs. I mean, you have many of these organizations and churches that are so pro-life. And obviously, Children's Health Defense, we don't take a position on these things because it's a highly politicized issue. But you have people that are taking these stances on pro-life. And it's like, oh, don't worry about the aborted fetal tissue and the vaccine. It's for the greater good. So it's okay. You know, the Vatican put out a statement that you can go ahead and get your vaccine because it's going to protect and save other people. So we're going to turn our head to the atrocities of what goes on to make that injection that's being put into your body and just completely ignore how it got there. It's so crazy to me that this is actually happening in the background, and that religious leaders are allowing their deeply held morals and beliefs be bought off by a pharmaceutical industry that has no alignment with God or faith.
Yeah, the question is, how deeply held are their beliefs, if you will, or were they ever there if they're so willing and able to be bought off, as you said? And I think that's something that I would encourage folks. If your church, synagogue, mosque, or temple shut down at all, or forced you to mask and distance during the so-called pandemic that's a scamdemic or plandemic, you might, if you haven't already figured this out, you want to find a different place to worship. Just saying. I'm just saying. Not trying to offend, but it's offensive what these religious so-called leaders are doing. So we got a lot of events to get together at, including the ones we mentioned earlier in today's show. If you, you know, for those of you who go to the robertscottbell.com website, you can go there, and there's actually a page for upcoming events, and I've got to mention a few of them. I just had a great event with Dr. Peter McCullough on Friday. We're moving forward here. There's some online events that you can check out. The Advanced Medicine Conference with my buddy Dr. Vitar is happening Memorial Day weekend, and that is 28th, 29th, and 30th of this month, May 2022. Use code BELL for a discount. And you can watch it stream live from home, or you could be there with us in San Antonio. I'd love for you to be there. The Next Steps Conference of our good buddy T.S. Severino and the UI Media Awards happening June 3rd and 4th. And that's going to be $25 off if you use the code RSB. That's an in-person event. I don't know if they're streaming that one live, but certainly would love to see you in Atlanta. That's going to be a lot of fun. Our buddy Del Bigtree is scheduled to be with me on stage, as well as Jennifer Margulis. We're going to be talking about a lot of next steps you can take in breaking the paradigm, you know, resetting it for the future. Another good friend from the Nurse Freedom Network, Kimberly Overton, has invited me to speak at Healthcare Homecoming, and that's June 12th and 13th in Franklin, Tennessee, just outside of Nashville. Standing in the gap, we will be with all the nurses for freedom. The Autism One Conference is happening again August 18th, 19th, and 20th in, yes, the desert. I know it's going to be hot, but we'll be indoors. And it's an amazing event. I'll be speaking on the medicinal medical needs of minerals, particularly copper, as it relates to a lot of COVID and other issues, especially for those on the spectrum. And then we have the United States Health Freedom Congress coming back. That's the 23rd and 24th of September, and that will be in St. Paul, Minnesota. So there'll be more added on all the time. Sign up for email alerts at robertscottbell.com, and you'll be plugged into all of that. And, of course, Children's Health Defense. They have many events that they're helping to put on, and Stephanie Lucretio has been a real champion. You've stepped it up when you could have run in fear, you know, after all that's been going on. But you're like, nuh-uh. You're not taking my country. You're not taking my kids. And it's like, we need that strength, that conviction, that courage, and you're showing it.
Got to walk into the fire. I say that often. I still teach a few yoga classes, and it's something that I say every single day. We have to be willing to sit in discomfort to really just go there, go to those places that we avoid, because it's in that discomfort that there's so much growth and discovery. If you would have told me 4 years ago when I moved from New York to New Jersey that I would be doing the things that I'm doing now, I would have thought you were crazy. Because this is not a path that I ever intended to go down, but it's like advocacy is this calling. It's this tap on the shoulder. It's so personal. It's so deeply emotional for so many parents. And once you're tapped on the shoulder and you are awakened to the atrocities, the harms, and all the things that are happening to our children, it's impossible to unknow and to unsee what you know and see. So it's like this constant deep burning desire that keeps us going. And that's really what it is. It's just fuel to the fire and knowing that in order for my son and for all the children that are growing up in this generation to live in the same America that we grew up in, it takes hard work, it takes courage, and it takes dedication and consistency. And it is not easy sometimes. Believe me, I know, but it's necessary.
Well, the strength that you have is, I would say, related as well to the strength of your physicality, too. And I always encourage as a homeopath, someone that's like obviously into health, right, recognizing that you can believe in freedom but have a body that's so broken down and chronically ill that you don't have the energy to fight for it, right? And so I think, yeah, the idea is to strengthen our each other, strengthen ourselves as well, because if you're in this for the long haul, not just to be alive, but also to recognize the life you like to lead in freedom as opposed to tyranny and enslavement, being strong of body as well as mind and spirit is important. So it's all of that. And you were mentioning yoga. I remember, you know, meeting you for the first time, like, dude, you are ridiculously fit. You must still be doing yoga.
Of course. I mean, I have a little bit of shoulder injury that's taken me out. But, you know, it's funny because I believe I did not do anything. There's no tear. Yeah. I feel like your inner world somehow manifests in your outer world. So when you neglect yourself, which I do sometimes, you know, I work very long hours and I don't sleep as well as I'd like to some days because of all the things that are weighing heavy on my mind. And I'm sure a lot of people listening can relate. But I think we have to get in touch with what it looks like to take a step back and to make sure that we're caring for and filling our cups first. Because if we are operating from a place of empty, it does catch up. You know, you can run, but you can't hide. Eventually, it all kind of catches up with you. And that's the moment where you really need to take a breath and to recognize that in order to go the distance, sometimes you have to slow down to speed up. And it means taking a pause and nourishing your body and thinking about what you need and then coming back in and being stronger than you were a week or 2 days ago, however long you need to take a break. It's okay to breathe and to slow down. We need to take care of ourselves.
I say this about the misunderstanding of being selfish. You must be selfish first in order to be selfless, right?
Yeah,
if you don't care enough to care for yourself, you have no functional capacity to care for others. And so please.
True.
Yeah. So do you do that kind of hot yoga they taught where you really just sweat immediately when you walk in?
Yes. I practice often. One of my favorite things to do is go into a 110-degree room. It's like an infrared hot yoga, special kind of heat.
But it's beautiful because
you literally get rid of all the toxins in your body.
Oh, it's very healthy to do that. You look, I got a far infrared sauna right by me made of bamboo. But yeah, to do activity in that heat, that's why some people at the gym will say, why don't you take off your sweatshirt? It's like, well, I want to sweat. I think it's good, right? Otherwise, in the summer, of course, we can get out in the sun and do that, which it's a further benefit. But talking about the strength of our bodies, did you see that the Fear and Death Administration, FDA, has recently approved, I guess it's an EUA use for remdesivir on children?
Yes, I did. And, you know, it's so disturbing that a drug that is, we know, is harming adults. We know that there is so much happening. I mean, pages 63 through 70 in The Real Anthony Fauci, he does a beautiful job of outlining all the harms, risks, and dangers and everything that we've seen as a result of remdesivir, all the body shutting down, kidney failure, all kinds of issues. Why, oh, why would you approve this for babies 28 days and up when there is statistical zero rate of death for COVID in this age group? Why do we need this treatment when you have other therapeutics, other supplementation, other things that you can do to help to treat these babies if they are seriously ill, which is very rare, it seems, from what we're seeing from the data? My theory is this is very much connected to the meeting that they want to have in June to authorize Moderna and Pfizer to now vaccinate the 6 months to 5-year-old age group. So they need to create a wave of deaths related to COVID.
Right.
Well, you know, remdesivir might be just the thing to do that because yeah. we're seeing how it's affecting adults. I can't imagine how it's going to affect babies. And the sad part is this was basically rubber stamped in the dark of night. There was nothing that happened in way of public comments. It just all of a sudden remdesivir was approved. So we're working on a campaign at Children's Health Defense that hopefully will be launching in the next couple of days to encourage them to withdraw the approval of remdesivir for kids. It's not necessary. It's not safe. It's not effective.
Well, we should have and expect doctors and nurses to refuse en masse to prescribe it and use it, right? There's got to be a stopgap beyond that because the FDA is so corrupt. And unfortunately, too many Americans still believe that there's legitimacy at the FDA. But what organization that claims to be for protecting the public would put a known killer drug of adults on the market made available to the youngest, most vulnerable of the children here in America? When we come back from this break, Stephanie, we got to take a quick break on radio. We'll wrap it up this hour with Stephanie Lucretio, Children's Health Defense. We'll talk more about the FDA and this and maybe one other even over-the-counter drug with her, as well as remind you of the upcoming events. And please sign up for email alerts at robertscatbell.com and spread the word. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
All right, Stephanie, we were just talking about the FDA approving EUA, I guess, for remdesivir, a deadly drug for children. Children's Health Defense is going to be moving to help them make them rescind it. I don't want to wait, and I'm talking to you, doctors and nurses. You've got to stand in the gap. Somebody's got to protect these kids. If you're not willing to, then God help you when you leave this lifetime for not defending the children.
100%. And sadly, so many doctors are just following lockstep.
Like the Nazi measures. Doctors of old, yeah.
Yeah, it's really sad to see how many are just abandoning their oath to do no harm. And I really pray on a nightly basis that they will go back to what got them into medicine, which is to heal people. And in order to heal people, we need to look at the root cause of illness and figure out what kind of lifestyle changes we need to make, what kinds of foods and supplementation we need to be putting into our body, not just randomly prescribing known toxic pharmaceuticals that do more harm than good. So
right.
If you think this is the time to sit back, as a parent, we need to be ever vigilant and watching what is happening, because all of these things are happening behind the scenes. They don't want you to know about it, which is why Johnny Depp's trial is on the news and Will Smith getting smacked, you know, smacking Chris Rock is like all these shiny, bright objects to keep your attention off of what we need to be paying attention to, mm-hmm. which is all of these policies and procedures that are happening in backdoor rooms that are going to affect your family and your children. And it's something that is so important. So stay connected to Children's Health Defense. We're definitely bringing you all of the news and information. We're reactivating our Parents Are Watching campaign. So if you have not yet texted FDA to 33777, please take action, because that is still an open loop. They could authorize the Pfizer and now the Moderna vaccine for 6 months to 5 years old. They're also trying to add a booster for the 5 to 11-year-old population. So there is a lot happening in the background, and it is our voices and our actions that stand between them and our children.
Did you see on the Steve Kirsch Substack recently? He was highlighting the data, I think it was out of England, that showed in order to so-called save one kid, you had to, like 144 kids would die. I don't know if that's the exact number. It's not in front of my face, but I mean, it's devastating. When we're talking about the mRNA jabs right now, the FDA EUA approval for those things, and they want to extend it to the youngest of kids as well. That's another aspect of why I call the FDA an illegitimate organization, and Fauci and NIAID completely corrupted by pharmaceutical and globalist interests. And, you know, as we talk about strategies, I've talked about this vulnerability, and this is where I will wrap up in the last couple of minutes here with you, Stephanie. One of our largest vulnerabilities that this could or would or will happen again is that there are too many people still in America afraid of germs.
Yep.
So that when they yell Marburg or smallpox or Ebola, that suddenly we're like, oh, I like freedom, but not now. Go ahead. Come and save us. Come and rescue us and do all the things that have nothing to do with prevention, treatment, reversal. All the things that I know we know how to do here, including the reality that Ebola doesn't manifest in selenium-rich people. In other words, you have adequate selenium. It's not happening. But it's not about that. Oh, it's this virus and nothing you can do except a vaccine or a drug that'll kill you.
It's so interesting because I was in Times Square on Tuesday. We did man on the street interviews, which I could write a book about some of the things that I came into contact with in Times Square. But we were asking people about Anthony Fauci, his policies, whether what he did during the pandemic was a success or a failure. And there's one woman that comes to mind. That was an older lady that we interviewed. Mm-hmm. She had her mask on. She had it pulled down when we were talking to her. And she thought that Anthony Fauci did an amazing job, that he was very informative and educational. So when we started having the conversation, I said to her, you know, how do you feel about mandates? And she was like, oh, I believe everybody has to do their part to keep people safe. I had my shot. I've had my boosters. So I posed the natural question, which is, you've gotten your shots, you've gotten your boosters, yet you're still walking around with a mask on. Why? Well, I don't know what kind of germs people are coughing into the air, so I just want to have the extra layer of protection. So I said to her, did you wear a mask before the pandemic ever? Because you realize that germs existed before the pandemic, too.
Mm-hmm.
No, and you could see in that moment that, like, I said something that
kind of... She was struggling a little bit, right?
Struggling a little bit to make sense of her own logic, but yeah. This is the logic of people.
That,
you know?
That's what frightens me about the next phase of them trying to bring it back after summer. Is that there are enough people that are living in fear of the invisible boogeyman that they could pull it off again unless we get enough people to be aware that they're lying about all of this, right? And,
yeah.
Stephanie, we're out of time, but God bless you. Love you. Appreciate you so much. Children's Health Defense. Everybody check out the links at robertscottbell.com, and we'll be back with Hour 2 with all kinds of great healing goodies because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.